Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Okay, we are going to talk about praying incessantly all day and offering it up. I will never forget when I read St. Paul saying that we should pray incessantly all day long. And I was thinking, how in the world do you do that? I've got a job, I've got responsibilities to take care of my husband and my house, and how in the world am I supposed to pray every day? Now, when he says pray, he doesn't mean sitting down, opening up your Bible, reading the scripture, meditating on the scripture, listening to what God is asking you to do today. He's saying, pretty much, talk to God all day. Talk to Mary. Talk to the saints that you have devotions to. Talk to the people that are in purgatory. Talk to Mary. And this morning, well, actually, it was probably like, it started last night. I don't know. Sometimes when I drink too much of my protein drink, my stomach gets crampy. I had the worst night's sleep. I had cramps going on. I had a heating pad on me, which, by the way, you're not supposed to use a heating pad because it has electromagnetic frequencies that are going into your body. But I wasn't getting up in the middle of the night and filling up my water bottle. That wasn't happening. And then I'd have to fill it up again and again and again all night long. So I had a really bad night's sleep. And then on top of it, my whole arm is getting numb. And I know that that has to do with something going on in my spine and pinching off a nerve. And boy, it takes forever for it to come back to its normal state and have the blood flowing through it. And then it hurts so bad. So I'm sitting up in the middle of the night with a stomach problem and my arm constantly because I must be sleeping on it weird. I don't sleep on my back, and that's the only way. If I put my arms right down my sides, that's the only way that my arms don't get numb. This has been happening for a couple of weeks now. So I am offering it up in the middle of the night. Jesus, I unite this through the Immaculate Heart of Mary to you on the cross. I am doing everything to go through Mary because she is the one that is going to step on the serpent's head. She's the new Eve. And I want to get closer to her. I'm telling you, my Our Ladies of Sorrow devotion. If you didn't go check out my video on YouTube, check it out. I go over why we should do it. Exorcists have this devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows because one of the promises is that she will protect us against the infernal enemy and all of his other dark angels, all of his demons. I know I mentioned this yesterday, but you know what? Not all of you listen to my podcast every day. So it's really important to remember why we should have a devotion to Mary. And when I say devotion, I don't mean that we are actually worshiping her. We are going to her and asking her to take our petitions to Jesus, to purify them. Because Jesus cannot say no to her. just like at the very first miracle that he did, the wedding at Cana. She said to him, Jesus, we have no wine. And he said, woman, it is not yet my hour. And then she turns to the servants and says, do whatever he tells you. And boom, his ministry starts because mommy asked him to do something for this couple at this wedding. I don't know if you know, but it would be a crime because they would have weddings that lasted for days with a lot of wine. And if they had no wine, she was helping them. And then his actual ministry started on that day because mommy asked him. And also thinking about all of the sorrows that she had to go through with her son, and she never left his side, with the exception of losing him for 3 days and then finding him in the temple. They were together, and they are together up in heaven, side by side, working together, because she completely gave up her life. And so I want to take all of my offerings, all of my pain, maybe worry or fear, or, you know, Mary, through your Immaculate Heart, I give my day to you. Help me to prioritize and to do things that you and Jesus want me to do. Help me not to be panicked about the to-do list that I have, which is massive. And I keep saying, oh, I'm going to do this video, and I'm going to do that video, and I'm going to do this video. And I haven't. I've got hats, two of them that are coming, but the other two I've got to order. I've got to remake them. I mean, like, then I still have stuff with my husband's investments with his company, with a company in the UK. And I'm heading to the grocery store because old Mother Hubbard, my cupboard is bare. And I, you know, again, you may be like, well, that's not that big of a deal, but you should see the other stuff on my list. Getting things for down in Tennessee. And then when I get there, making sure that I go meet with the countertop people, pick up the toilets. I mean, it's not that bad, but it is when you're not feeling good, you know? So I just keep offering it up to God, my pain, my numbness, my pain in my arm. And that's how I'm going to live today. As I go through all of these things on my list that do have to get done, I'm going to pray and say, Lord, help me do these tasks. Help me, please, go through every single one of these things on my to-do list. Be there with me. Give me peace. You know, I'm even praying for a little help with the stomach, you know, like the cramping and everything. But then I end it with, your will be done, Jesus. And there's one thing that I keep praying for, is that I will get my counters before the appliances are delivered. And I know it's a silly prayer, but I keep praying it. So if any of you can throw up a prayer for me, that would be great. In the Immaculate Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Jesus, I offer you this petition to help me get the countertops installed before I get the cabinets. Only if it's your will, God. So I have to let it go, because if that doesn't happen, I gotta rejigger things. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm gonna make this 10 minutes because I'm a little late to go to Mass. I had a Relevant Radio segment today, and it was two segments. It's their pledge drive. So I'm a little behind. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, please put in our hearts, our minds, our souls, the desire and to remind us that we should be talking to Jesus all day, every day, asking him what we should do, inviting him into every task, so that these tasks that are mundane and maybe difficult can be tasks that are filled with blessings. Help us also to unite to you through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our sufferings, our pain, our anger and fear, and any emotion that is not peace, joy, and love. And then help us to reflect on our day. When were we truly talking with God? When did we feel peace? When did we hear the promptings of you, Holy Spirit, and our guardian angel, and all the holy angels and saints? Or were we not paying attention and not calling on you all day, every day? This is the walk, Lord. We know that we can be free from anxiety and fear and worry if we invite you in to everything. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for igniting a desire to do that today, all day. And now we will pray for the souls that have gone before us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's not be complainers. Christians are not supposed to be whiners and moaners and complainers. We can make any of our sufferings meritorious by offering them, uniting them to Jesus on the cross, and that's what I'm going to do all day long. I hope that you join me. Find something more with God, peace and joy and love, and have a blessed and inspired day.